Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday, and on Friday, we think about what really matters on the What It Takes Radio Network.
The opinions voiced on this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, or financial advisor prior to investing. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Jenios Wealth Management Incorporated, a member of FINRA SIPC.
Did you ever have one of those days of just tremendous contrast? I did today, and I can't wait to tell you about it. It's what really matters, and we start now. And welcome to What Really Matters. This is your host, Peter McClellan. Glad to be talking to you today. I unfortunately, we don't have Jeff Hyback. Always miss when Jeff doesn't show up or can't. But nevertheless, I have to tell you, I had the privilege today to speak to two gentlemen separately that I very much respect and enjoy working with. They're clients of mine, and I won't mention the real names, but let's just call them Joe and Fred. And Fred came in first. And Fred and Joe are, I'll just say, they're about very much close in age. They work for very similar organizations. Very, very similar stage in life. Very similar in their financial settings. But was there ever a world of difference between the two? Fred came in, and I have to be honest, it was a good appointment. We connected on some things that he's really worried about. He's kind of got a lot of angst. He's a kind of hoping to retire soon, can't stand his job. He's very negative on the organization, very negative about the job. It has reached a point now where he's looking back, talking about it positively in the past, what it was before, but now what it's become, he has no interest. He's just hoping to hang on. And I contrast that to Joe. And Joe was just so full of life. And I had to stop him a few times. Tell me more about this. Tell me more about that. Because he came in and he's just bubbling about what's going on. He's reaching the pinnacle in his career and having the opportunity to really influence people in big ways. And he's excited about it. They're excited that they share some passions for some similar things and regarding, whatever. It's not important what it is. But nevertheless, he's using his uniqueness. And my concern, my fear for Fred is that he has stopped using his uniqueness. He has stopped looking for opportunity to create value wherever he is. And he's also no longer cultivating gratitude. Whereas Joe continues to be very thankful, thank God for this. I'm so appreciative that I have this. I'm blessed. I don't hear those words from Fred anymore. Fred is going down a bad path. And so I just want to say, as we get, you know, before this Easter break and things, we always have a choice in life. And yes, life can be incredibly hard for some people. And I don't diminish that, or I'm not being disparaging to say that. But I do say this because my firm conviction is we always have a choice in life. We always can choose to be thankful for what we have and focus on what we have and give God thanks for it. We can also choose, if we're not careful, to be pining and whining and complaining, griping about situations and cultivating a bad attitude, which only gets worse and worse and worse if you let it. And it's our choice. It is absolutely our choice. So on that note, I just want to, I saw this tremendous contrast today and I was blown away by it because I just couldn't believe two men in very similar situations with such a different take on life and how they are going forward. One with optimism, one with pessimism, fear, and angst, one with confidence, one with a bright future, one with I don't know. And my heart goes out to Fred, by the way. I'm not knocking Fred, not knocking him at all. I value, opportunity to work with him, and I want to encourage him, and I hope I can have an impact on him. But I want to tell you, whatever your lot in life is, wherever you are, whatever age you are, whether you're young, middle-aged, whether you're really, really old, whatever, wherever you are and whatever place you find yourself, male, female, white, black, doesn't matter. What matters is what's in your heart and what you cultivate in your heart. And you choose every day what kind of attitude you're going to maintain or not maintain. Choose life. And no better time to say that than at Easter. So on that note, I'll say invest in a conversation with people that you care about, that care about you. Invest in a conversation with your God, because he cares about you. He loves you. He's crazy about you. And if you're around in the local area, Minnesota, Twin Cities, invest in a conversation with us at the 401k Latte Company. And sometimes we go beyond the pale regarding conversations, but we have a good time and we enjoy what we're doing, and we love to see people making progress. So that contrast today just, oh, it blessed me. It really did. So on that note, happy Easter, and we'll be talking to you soon.
You've been listening to What Really Matters with Peter McClellan, a chartered financial consultant with the 401k Latte Company in Lakeville, Minnesota. For a no-cost consultation or second opinion of financial issues, call us at 952-882-0400. That's 952-882-0400. Or visit us online at 401klatte.com. That's 401klatte.com. We want to remind you to invest in a conversation.